Hiya, it's Wildcards, the show where democracy decides what we spend our time talking about. And with me, at the behest of the public vote, I have got John Gibbons, I've got Peter Bolster, I've got Abigail Rudkin, and I've got Ryan Patton. Now, I try not to let people behind the curtain too much of this, because I think it's really important that we all get to enjoy it as the kind of high production, cinematic kind of output that it is. But just to let you know, Ryan was so late that there was actually some discussion before the show of taking away his wildcard entirely.
Oh, wow.
This being the first ever wildcards where someone is forced to trudge through whatever has won in the public vote, whether you like it, whether you know anything about it, whether you're passionate about it or not. You just have to answer what the people want. I intervened, Ryan, and said, no, leave him alone. He's a nice lad. It's the train timetable.
It was not his fault. It was Major Rail's fault.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to disguise that I'm panting so much and I'm sweating because I've just ran down Water Street to get here. To get here 20 minutes late.
I feel bad for not offering you a drink now.
That's all right.
And I couldn't hold it up anymore.
No, but he's here and that's the main thing. And the contributions are going to be absolutely stellar, I'm sure. Well, let's dive straight in, shall we? Because to be honest, we're running behind enough.
Is this shade going to be thrown around the show?
I'm not asked. I finished work 2 hours ago. It's your time you're wasting, not mine. LFC, anyway. And this, I tell you what, this is the closest that I've seen one in absolutely ages. Normally, when we put the categories out on Twitter, and you vote for them, it becomes obvious pretty much immediately what you want us to talk about. But there were two here where I think there was about a half a percentage point between them. And your options were James Milner, Ben Doak, or new owners by next game, ? The last two of which were very closely tied. But it's Doak that we're going to be chatting about. And John, some lovely news before this, that he signed a long-term contract now, which is very exciting for us, isn't it? I think that, if I'm being completely honest, I hadn't seen or heard much about him until the Cup game, because I don't watch the under-23s, I don't watch the young... it's just not something that I ever really engage with, which is a me problem, not a them problem.
No, I wouldn't be too hard on yourself, because he's only been there about 6 months, and they've been careful with him, I think it's fair to say. I've heard when he arrived that they weren't delighted with the physical shape that he was in, and by I mean that they felt that he'd not been looked after quite as well as what he could have been. Now, this isn't a slight on his past club at our friends at Celtic, but I think there was a feeling that, you know, he played some first team football for them, and whether that was sort of right, you know, at that time, and he just looked like he'd, you know, like a Ferrari that had a few bashes in it.